Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the peace offer. Before I go any further, let me stop right here and say, don't get excited. There has been a development. It is worth looking at. And it can probably inform us about some other things. But it is unlikely that this means that peace is, you know, right around the corner. Okay, so if you haven't heard, what happened? An offer has been extended, kind of. It's very tentative. It hasn't been put on paper yet, as far as I know. But a rough sketch has emerged. And it is from elements within Hamas, not all of Hamas. It says that they will lay down their arms in exchange for a two-state solution. If that was the entirety of the deal, this would be really good news. However, there are some other things to it that are kind of non-starters. The capital of the new Palestinian state would be in Jerusalem. That seems incredibly unlikely. There are other little tidbits, but that alone is enough to know that the devil is in the details on this one. Okay, so the question is this a bad real offer? Or is it a bad faith offer? I've seen people already say, well, it's just a PR stunt. No, I don't believe that at all. The inclusion of them suggesting that they would lay down their arms, this isn't a PR stunt. It's not. That message is going to be picked up by a whole bunch of other groups. They're going to see that. They're not going to want to give up that element for a PR stunt. So it's probably a bad, real offer, which means it has to be entertained. I don't think anybody believes that what was initially offered is what would happen, but it has to be entertained. And then you have to kind of wonder why. Intent. You know, why is this offer being made now? And that's where it gets interesting. Inside every organization, you have different kinds of people. You have those people that are just the rank and file. They're doing what they feel they have to do. You have the true believers, those people who are down with the cause, whatever the cause is. And then you have those people who are there for power. And that's where this seems to be originating. Because even though the territory claims are a rough sketch, there's no plan for a system of government. It's not even written down yet. One of the things that has already come out is that, hey, you know, if this happens, you know, the militant wing could just fold into the new national army. That's one of the things that they want. If the militant wing folds into the new national army, what happens to the commanders? Well, they become generals. They get to retain their power. That's where it seems to be coming from. Now, in and of itself, is that a bad thing? No, I mean, stranger things have happened. So that by itself isn't a reason to reject it. At the same time, that also leads us to the question of why now? Why are they trying to get a seat at the table now? And there's really there's really only one answer to that. The U.S.-backed plan for the day after, it's probably further along than we think. Even me, and I've been pretty optimistic about the whole thing. And if you look at recent events, you can see it. We've talked about it over and over again. What do you need? You need a regional security force. You need dump trucks full of aid, cash, money. You need the path to the two-state solution, the system of governance, all of that stuff. Start with the regional security force. One of the big concerns was whether or not Arab states would be willing to commit, because for that to work, that regional security force, it has to have people, it has to have troops that have the interest of the Palestinians at heart. You would need Arab nations to participate. And there was a big concern about that because we didn't know whether or not Arab nations would really want to be seen as cooperating with Israel. Arab nations shot down Iranian drones on behalf of Israel. They're on board. They have that. Now, you still have to have the Western component, the side that would make Israel feel more comfortable. But my guess is that exists as well. And even if it doesn't, that's a whole lot easier to get. So even if commitments haven't been drawn up and there's nothing official, the big stumbling block is out of the way. Then you need the aid money. It's there. It's there. The dump trucks full of cash, as I've said, not all of it is there for a full reconstruction and all of that stuff. But there's enough to get started. And if the Arab nations are on board with the regional security force, they'd probably be willing to come across with some cash. They probably have the money. Then you have to take a look at the possibility of a two-state solution and how it would be governed. The U.S. plan has been the revitalized Palestinian Authority. From where I sit, yeah, they got a lot of work to do on that one. There have been some changes, but the PA, the Palestinian Authority, they don't have the best reputation with the average Palestinian. So from where I have been sitting, they have a lot of work to do. The thing is, you know who would have a better view of that than me? The commanders who made this offer. They might be further along than that than we know. They might have gotten somewhere and us not be aware of it. I would imagine that these commanders have sources within the PA that give them much better information than what I have access to. That means they have it all. So the reason this may have occurred and the reason it might be a bad real offer is because if you look at the plan for the day after, I really wish they had called it something else. Every time I say that, I think of a movie from the 1980s and it did not go well. If you look at that plan, there's not a seat at the table for Hamas, like at all. They may be trying to get a seat because they think it's going to work. Now, if that's the case, are they going to get a seat? If it was me making the decision, yeah, let's see what happens. Because you can move faster towards peace that way. The foreign policy masters of the universe math? No, they won't. They probably won't. And the math on that is going to be that there are different kinds of people. And there are way more true believers than there are people who are interested in power. Those true believers, they want a Palestinian state. And they're willing to lose their life over it. If they find out that a commander is not willing to lose a little bit of power for it, there will probably be an internal dispute. And when those internal disputes occur, generally speaking, the true believers always win because they're willing to go to greater lengths. So the offer has been extended, kind of. Again, it's not in writing yet, but it was floated publicly. I don't think it's just a PR stunt. And there are definitely issues with it that will stop the proposal as is from moving forward. And maybe it can inform our view of how far along they are when it comes to the plan for the day after. And again, it's worth remembering that an Israeli minister talked about how, I think he called them the coalition that defended Israel, that they should bring those in to the plan for the day after. The pieces are all there to suggest this is an attempt of those in power trying to get a seat at the table. We don't know that, but that's what it looks like. It should be taken seriously. They should talk about it. If it's a bad real offer, they would know pretty quickly, you know, if there was a willingness to shift on some things. But the fact that they offered to lay down their arms indicates it's not just a PR stunt. That's not something they would say just on a PR side of things. And it's a big deal just for that. Everything else I said, I mean, it is what it is. But that statement is huge because it demonstrates a shift among elements within Hamas. Again, this isn't official, all-encompassing yet either. This seems like something that they're floating before committing the whole organization to it. It would be very wise to entertain it and see where it goes. Rejecting it out of hand is a bad move across the board. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.